Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Well, welcome to Women Lead Radio. I'm Deborah Simpson, and today my guest is Wendy Darling. Wendy is the founder of Miraculous Living and a recognized relationship and transformational change expert. She's the creator of the Miraculous Living Method, her unique transformational system that allows her clients to gently remove the internal mental and emotional barriers that have interfered and held them back while repositioning them to close the gap to finally be living the life of their dreams. After years of being a management and organizational consultant and life and business coach, Wendy saw how shifting priorities, finding ways to nourish an intimate relationship, developing relationship and communication skills had a direct impact on the level of success and fulfillment her clients were experiencing. Wendy has over 35 years of experience as a business and life transformational expert, management and organizational development consultant as well. She's also been a radio talk personality, delivered keynotes, and is a columnist. After a serious accident, Wendy opened up to her unique healing gifts and processes. Combined with her comprehensive diagnostic system and laser coaching style, the transformations were profound. Change has never been easier. Where previously held back, Wendy's clients were finally free to live the life of their dreams while still having the impact they have longed for. And Wendy is also a number one best-selling author. Her book is The Miracle That Is Your Life. Wendy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Deborah. Great to be with you.
Oh, it's my pleasure to have you. And so we want to talk a little bit about your program, and I'm just kind of wondering right here, what is one of, or two of your signature presentations that you offer when you're out on a speaking for a conference or something like that?
Yeah, well, one of my more common presentations is called The Miracle That Is Your Business, Seven Keys to Leveraging Your Success. And I love presenting that because I really do feel that our businesses are walking miracles. You know, we all have something deep within us that had us one day say, I want to do something, and I want to do something special. And either, as you were talking about in the introduction, either we kind of get knocked over by a 2x4 of life and end up saying, oh my gosh, you know, how did I get here, which was probably what happened to me. Or, you know, something's happened in your life that deeply touches your heart. Or you've discovered something that could really have an impact and make a difference on others. And so because of that seed of inspiration, that to me is the seed of miracles, because you have tapped into something that nobody else has, and you have a desire to impact others in positive ways. And to me, that represents what I consider miracles and miraculous living. And our businesses, when we approach it that way, really end up being, first of all, a lot more fun, tremendously more fulfilling, and things just happen, especially when we get aligned and stay true to that in what I feel are miraculous ways, because I'll have opportunities present themselves that just show up, and I'm like, how did we get here? And I'll have other things happen, and my clients also have that experience. And we also are able now to find out, is there anything holding you back? Is there something internally? We know so much more today on how the mind works, both on our behalf and also how it holds us back. I've also studied, because I had a very serious accident, as you mentioned in the introduction, that opened me up to a whole different realm of life, because I was not this way prior to my accident. And so I'm able to literally see, kind of like X-ray vision, not like I walk around doing that, but I can see where energy is being stuck within your body and your energy system. And we know so much more today about the psychology and medicine of energy. And that was something that none of us knew, you know, until more recently. So it's one thing to know what's happening in your mind. It's another thing to be able to identify the emotional issues and charges that exist within the body, but now we also can take it further and see how the energy system of who you are also either contributes to you moving forward, contributes to you having even greater success, or unfortunately can also hold you back. But the good news is we have ways to change that, which is really nice.
When you talk about holding you back, or holding us back, and things that hold us back, what are some of the common ways that we are, for lack of a better term, our own worst enemies in not taking chance?
You know, nobody was given, to my knowledge, an official parenting manual. And I'm a mom, so, you know, I feel I have some expertise in that. But I really believe parents as a whole truly want the best for their children. However, when we come in, these little sponges into our earth bodies, and we're these little babies, we have no protection of what's coming in. So even though words may be spoken to us, we start making meaning of what that is. So to answer your question, inadvertently we start feeling unloved or unworthy or not deserving. I really feel the core of the core of the core of anything, because a lot of people talk about, you know, we don't feel we're adequate, we don't feel we're enough. And these are not necessarily conscious thoughts. We know so much about what I consider under the radar in the unconscious and subconscious programming that you don't even realize that that's the back conversation that's going on. So not feeling deserving, not worthy, but as I was starting to say, the real core of the core has to do with love. And whether you feel you are love, are worthy of love, deserving of love. And one of the aspects in my body of work is where we literally identify your, what I consider your default definition of love. It's kind of what you made up and diminished within yourself, and actually I believe sacrificed for the sake of preserving and protecting the love that you have for one or both of your parents or whoever your guardian is.
Yeah, it kind of starts there, doesn't it, with our parents and or guardian.
Yes, and what we even know today is genetically we will bring in history from the lineage of parents. So they may actually not be doing something specifically. That's where the genetics and all of that come in. And we've discovered that things also will come in. That's why a very common example that is spoken about is why some people gain weight easily, for example. And it's because years and years ago, I mean, we're talking way back there, people had to be literally hunters and gatherers. So there was a survival mechanism because there was really a feast or famine. So that's a common example of even genetically we can bring some of this in from your lineage of ancestors' experiences. That's even why today there's genetic testing that is able to identify some of these indicators. Now, a lot of that's done for health purposes, but the same is true that we can track that mentally and emotionally as well now, which I find pretty fascinating. So it's a real comprehensive, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts in this, but we can simplify it by really honing in on what the core of the core's issues are.
And then you also mentioned the psychology of energy systems.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you said systems. How many energy systems are there? Are they, how do you recognize that?
Well, truthfully, I've never counted my system up. And because I look at it as a whole, and I think it's, there's a system, and there are multiple parts in that system. And so the system is not fragmented. It's just different parts. And just like any machine, if you want to look at it that way, if you have a part that's not working correctly, it impacts the whole system. So in my process and methodology, I'm able to find where there's a cog in the wheel. I'm able to see where there's some stuck energy that impacts everything. You know, obviously over time, I shouldn't say obviously, but over time, one of the most common things that happens is people's health will begin to decline. For many years, I helped people release excess weight. It was a mystery to me why my weight would go up and down, and I've always been a curious person, and I found an answer to that. And so I always like when I learn something to help others. And the same is true with the degree in which you're experiencing success. So one of the things that I find is that people have a certain comfort level of what is familiar in terms of the amount of income that they will produce, whether you're working within a career or you have your own business. That's why we see people, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, and so I'll see entrepreneurs hit a certain glass ceiling, if you want to look at it that way, or they might surpass it, but then something happens and maybe suddenly they have to buy a whole bunch of new things, and so it comes down again. So they're not able to actually continue to grow their business because internally they're limiting themselves. So I'm able to identify what your upper limit of income is right now, your set point of income. And then what I really love is we change that. So you're able to expand because the mind goes, yeah, that doesn't make sense. You know, I'm really comfortable. You know, I know how to earn $5,000 a month or $10,000 or whatever your number is. But now you're saying we're going to go for, you know, $20,000 a month, or we're going to go for X number of thousands of dollars a year. And the brain goes, yeah, I don't think so. Because because its job is to keep you safe.
Mm-hmm.
And so moving into new territory is, now I'm dating myself with what I'm about to say, is a Danger Will Robinson moment. You know, that was a TV show from years and years ago. And
oh, trust me, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, so, but it goes on alert saying, I want to keep you safe. So there are ways now that we can work with the mind so that the mind is working for you as opposed to against you.
You know, obviously I can hear the passion in your speaking, and that's, I'm assuming, what drives you to speak, because this all came out of the accident that you had, right?
It did. A large part of it did. I mean, I was doing management and organizational development consulting prior to my accident. But when I was in the hospital, the first time I was in the hospital was, I think I was there 4 or 5 weeks. And I had already had, I think, 2 surgeries. I ended up having like 5 or 6 surgeries to repair primarily my leg. I didn't know for almost 11 months if I would walk again. And the real challenge, well, there were a lot of them, but the challenge also became that I was later diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury. Now, some people think that maybe because of my brain injury, this opened up something within me that allowed me to start seeing the world differently and doing things differently. And I will admit, I wasn't real comfortable with this at first. I was just your regular girl doing regular things, and suddenly I was not only able to see energetic blocks, I found ways to heal and transform the body and the mind. And so ultimately, well, first of all, I used it on myself. That's how I discovered this and was literally in the closet with this. I would go into my closet to learn how to meditate, and this stuff started happening, and I'm like, oh, my God, what's happening to me? I thought, am I going to be, you know, burned at the stake or whatever? And then I realized and was extremely humbled that I don't know why I got so lucky. Do I wish it had happened a little bit easier? Yes. But I was given a gift. And yes, it's different. But I'm so grateful because I can help people get their results that they want. And that's what interests me. That's what motivates me. Because I want to see people succeed. And I've been gifted with a way that allows people to succeed much easier. And I don't know about you, but I like it when it's easier. And that was my prayer back then. When I was in the hospital, and I was obviously really shaken up by what had happened. I passed out, and I fell over a ledge at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, and I fell over 20 feet.
Wow.
And so it was pretty dramatic. And I thought, what choices had I made that got me to where I was? Because I took responsibility for it. I was really sick. I was probably being too much of a former type A person. You know, the show must go on. I had a whole bunch of people waiting for me. And, you know, it just took me to the place of, what do I need to do to dig out of this hole? Because everything in my life changed in that moment. My marriage was soon to end, which I didn't know in that moment. And my former husband's an attorney, and we had a child that was 4 and a half when we went to court, and he was awarded full custody of our son. So everything in my life that was familiar was wiped away. I was in blank slate mode, and it was so, it was really traumatic. I had never known failure before. I had never known heartache like that before. So I was personally broken into a million pieces. And my prayer back then was, God, if you can help me dig out of this hole, I promise I will pay it forward. And by the way, if you could just help me find ways to make this just a little easier, that would be nice too. Because I honestly said, nobody should have to suffer like this. And I think that that was the piece. I cannot stand people suffering. I cannot stand people who are struggling. And so that is my softest spot. I care so much about people. I think anybody that's ever met me, I would love to believe, knows that about me. I truly want the best for everyone.
And so when you have this message, What type of events do you typically look for as a speaker to be able to deliver this message for maximum impact?
Yeah, well, first of all, I love speaking at women's professional groups. I feel that this is prime time for women to really step up and step out. And I help a lot of women kind of recalibrate into their more authentic way of living their life and building their businesses and working, because many of us have grown up in a very masculine-oriented business model. And that was very effective up to a point until, for a lot of women, at least that I work with, the wind has gone out of their sails. And I help them recalibrate into more aligned to incorporate more of what we could call the feminine qualities. And I also love speaking at human resource meetings and conferences. I love working with direct sales and sales teams, and corporate executives and their teams. Those are really my peeps. You know, people that are wanting to have an impact, but also they're wanting to do it in a way that makes a difference. You know, that it's, these are organizations that have really heart-based values, that are wanting to have integrity in what they're doing. You know, we all want to make a profit, but how you go about doing that is what matters to me most. And I think that that's what a lot of people are hungry for today. You know, we all want to have success, but not at the sacrifice of who we are and the values that we hold closest to us.
Yeah, I would think that with a message like this, this is probably one of the perfect opportunities to be able to share that more, because I think that there are a lot of people out there who are baffled by the rapid movement towards technology, automation. Mm-hmm. There's uneasiness in business communities, not knowing, you know, what's going to happen next or what disruptor will come along. So it seems to me that, or my question would be better, is what do you think people walk away with after you've given a presentation like this?
That's a great question. What I hope that they walk away with is, first of all, that they're feeling inspired again, that they know in their hearts that there really are wonderful answers. I just recently heard Paul Williams, the composer and songwriter, mm-hmm. and probably lots more than I'm giving himself credit for, speak a quote, and I love this. I would love people to leave with feeling like this. He said, "I may not know what to do right now, but something inside of me does." And I think we have moved into a place where we're recognizing that there are forces beyond our 3D reality, that when we allow to listen to the pulls and the voices and the knowings of our heart, we are always guided to success, fulfillment, and excellence. And I want people to be able to be heart smart as well as mind smart. And I think we're moving more in that direction today in our world.
Oh, I definitely agree with that. I think when you look at the, I don't know, I may be a little jaded. I have a millennial. I think she's awesome. I think the millennials are awesome. I often hear them being dissed, though. But when I look at the millennials and even the Gen X and Gen Y, you know, after us, I think that they're looking for those same things too. I think they're looking for peace and harmony. And although I know that back in the early 70s, we were looking for peace and harmony too. And I think having someone like you on stage to be able to share that phenomenal story that you have and to be able to come out of it on the positive side, because I think we know that a lot of people might go into despair when they've had an accident like that seems to have changed everything that they knew, and now they have to relearn or find a different way of doing something, that it's just kind of remarkable to have that message that you have. And I guess that's probably what keeps you coming back time and time to speak to more engagements, right? To be able to actually get that out there so that people know that they have the ability to make that change.
Yeah, and it's easier than ever before, which is also really nice. You know, it's wonderful that systems like mine, we take all the guesswork out. It's not like it used to be in the, quote, olden days of having to do talk therapy types of things. And talking is still a very valuable commodity and necessary, which is why I also focus on what I call your RQ, your relationship quotient, which in our high-tech world has become even more important. But but yes, you know, it's really nice that in today's world, we don't have to figure everything out. There are ways that we can really get to the source of things so much easier. We can change so much easier. We have the knowledge, skills, and abilities to do that today, way different than when I was in college lots and lots of years ago. And that is exciting too, because the world needs what you have to offer. You know, I really believe that each and every one of us was born with a specific gift. It doesn't mean just one, but the essence of who you are is a gift. You're a walking miracle. And when you embrace who you are, cultivate those gifts that you've been given, enhance your skills, and you share that, that is when we will have the opportunity to experience heaven on earth. And that's really behind so much of what I do, is empowering people to live the life they were born to live and to use their life in a way that makes a difference.
That's great. And I wanted to take a moment after you said something like that, because I think that's what we're all striving for, is to leave the world a little bit better than it was when we entered it. But can you give us your contact information for any of the listeners, and especially any of the meeting or event planners that would like to reach out to you about your message and your speaking business?
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, my website is wendydarling.com. just as it sounds. And then my email is wendy@wendydarling.com. And Wendy is spelled W-E-N-D-Y. So, yeah, wendy@wendydarling.com.
I just have to ask this question. Did your parents name you Wendy because of Mary Poppins?
No.
Oh, okay.
But you're maybe thinking, I think...
It was,
go ahead.
Wasn't she Wendy Darling in the movie?
No.
I'm thinking of Peter Pan.
Yes.
You're right. I'm wrong. Peter Pan. That was it.
But Peter Pan was not popular yet.
Okay.
Yeah, that came a little bit later.
Yeah, it's kind of funny for those of us who were born earlier and how our parents came up with the names. Mine comes from the biblical woman, Deborah, in the Bible. So, you know, Wendy, it has been really great to actually listen to your story about how you became a speaker, the accident, and what gifts the accident gave to you that you were able to recognize and incorporate into your life and move forward into becoming the powerful speaker that you are today. I just want to really thank you for taking the time out of what I'm assuming is a pretty busy day for you to just share with us here at Women Lead Radio what you speak about. And I think we can all agree that we've heard the passion in your voice. It's been a wonderful time to spend with you. I really appreciate you being my guest today.
Oh, thank you, Deborah. Thank you for inviting me.
It's my pleasure. And that is the show for today. Again, I'd like to thank Wendy Darling for being our leading lady today. We are here every Monday at 9 a.m. and Fridays at 2 p.m. I'm Deborah Simpson, host of Speaking with Influence. Thank you for spending time with me today and learning more about the art of speaking with influence. And remember the words of Napoleon Hill: think twice before you speak, because your words and influence will plant the seed of either success or failure in the mind of another.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where life-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.